This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Jared Waitley. Here's a snapshot of Wednesday, April 17. Luke Hodge on the Tribunal's controversial decision to overturn the Charlie Cameron ban.
I'm a little confused. Where have we gone? We've come so far. As far as we had the Brayshaw concussion. He's retired because of how serious that's been. Nathan Murphy yesterday had to retire because of the same stuff. Everyone now expects if you bump, you're in trouble. If you dump tackle and their head hits the ground, no matter how soft it is, or you sort of sit back and it felt like we've taken a step back. I felt like we've come so far, and everyone, we had all the old people saying, oh, the game's gone so soft these days, but everyone started to adjust, thinking, nah, you tackle someone, the head hits the ground, it's a free kick. But then last week, Toby Green got away, not even an explanation. So I can understand why the Lions fought it, because they're going, well, Toby Green, who's been looked at a fair bit, got let go, no explanation. Then Charlie did nothing different to what Toby did in our eyes. So you sort of sit back and go, Have we gone backwards? I think we have, because it's now back to in that where we were last year. It's questionable. Is it not? Are we serious? Are we not? It feels like we're just back to where we were 12 months ago.
And Hodgie's reaction to Ross Lyon's edict, that emotion doesn't get it done.
Emotion has everything to do with it. Emotion, passion, that is what football is. So all you have to do is have a go at someone's ego, have a go at someone, call someone selfish. This is how you respond in football. Passion, emotion, that is how you play football. That is why players go through pre-seasons. That is why they bounce back quick from injuries, why they put their body at risk every game. It's because of the passion and emotion they have for the football. So I think we all know that Ross might be fibbing on that one.
Ray Chamberlain gave the umpire's perspective of the Zach Butters-Bailey Banfield collision.
Yeah, really, really interesting one. And look, from an umpiring perspective on field, and I'll keep it there because that's my remit. Just if there's high contact in that instance, you'll award free kick to Banfield. That's what we want to see. The discussion around players' primary responsibility and sole objective to contest the football, that helps. That helps when we see players going for the ball. But ultimately, if we do see a player's head over the football and contact made to the front or to the head, that's actually a specific law in the law book. Little picture, player head down, there's a shaded out. So that head over the ball scenario is where we need to be heightened and ensuring that player is protected. So high contact free kick.
VRC Chairman Neil Wilson on what Gil McLachlan can do for racing.
I think the important thing is for us to connect nationally and get our relationships nationally and certainly in New South Wales to the levels that we expect, particularly with Racing Australia working again in a functional way. I believe the connection with government is going to be important so that we make sure that racing in Victoria is at the level that it should be, both from a sport perspective, but also in terms of what we do at the VRC from a major event perspective. And I think generally within the racing fraternity of Victoria, there are so many different stakeholders, and organising and coordinating and collaborating with those stakeholders is, I think, a skill that Gil has undoubtedly. So we'd be looking for those three things, in my mind, to be a priority, and the rest will flow from that if we get that right.
And Wayne Hawks recounted watching the spectacle of Pride of Jenny.
I was Bendigo Races, standing next to a trainer, a well-credentialed Group 1 winning trainer, and he said to me, can't happen, can't keep going that fast, look at the sectionals, it's going to get, this is a mess. This was about 1,000 metres to go.
Yeah.
And I reckon that just about summed it up. In a footy terms, you were 17 goals two at quarter time, and then you just held that lead and you just played defensive, and you hoped like hell you were going to stay there. She was walking that last bit, but it was undamn believable. And we've had two amazing weeks. We're talking about the $10 million Winx foal. Everyone on the street's talking about it, yeah. And everyone's rolled back this week and spoken about it. I mean, we're at the end of the Orland Carnival, and we've had the two biggest weeks of the, you know what, of the whole racing season, which started in August. There's no doubt about that.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.